This is the story of Shlomi the Squirrel. Shlomi was a squirrel who lived with his parents in a nice big treehouse. It was getting toward the end of Elul, and Shlomi was getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Shlomi thought to himself, I had a pretty good year. I learned lots of Torah. I made lots of new friends. I was really nice to my teachers at school, and they gave me the Student of the Day sticker 7 times, so I think I was doing pretty great. But there's something missing in my life. Let me think, what could I have more in my life that would help me just achieve my tachlis, my purpose in this world? And he thought to himself, I know. I need a motorized stunt scooter. Yeah, that one I saw at the mall the other day, that would do it. That would probably make my life complete. Oh man, if I had a motorized stunt scooter, I could do tail whips, I could do bar spins, I could do umbrella splats. Is that what it's called? I don't know, but I could do so many tricks. I would fly back and forth to school so quick. It would give me even more time to serve Hashem. Yeah, that's what I need. But how am I going to get it? Wait a minute, I remember my teachers telling me that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides what everybody's going to get for the whole year. I know what I need to do. I need to impress Hashem so much that on Rosh Hashanah, he decides to give me exactly what I need. But how am I going to impress Hashem, the master of the whole universe? What am I going to do? I know. I'll do the hardest mitzvah in the whole Torah, and I'll do it perfectly. Then I'm sure Hashem will give me exactly what I want. He thought to himself, but what's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah? Could it be eating matzah on Pesach? It's so hard to chew. Or maybe it's waving the lulav and etrog on Sukkot. I always get poked in the eye by the other people at shul when they wave their lulavs. No, that can't be it. Maybe it's giving tzedakah. It was really hard for me to give tzedakah when I made all that money mowing the lawn all summer. Maybe it's putting on tefillin. There's so many knots and so many windings. It's confusing. I don't know. I guess I'll have to ask a rabbi. So the next day at school, Shlomi walked up to his rabbi. He said, Rabbi Bushwasser, can you help me? I need to find out what's the hardest mitzvah in the whole Torah. Is it blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? If it is, you're going to have to teach me in 5 days because I need to blow it on Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Bushwasser said, No, Shlomi, that's not the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. Although it is pretty hard, it took me about 5 years to learn how to do it. But the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, the sages say, is actually something that you do every day. It's honoring your mother and father, kibud av ve'em. And Shlomi said, Really? Honoring your mother and father? That seems so easy. I do that every day. When my mama says, Shlomi, take off your shoes so you don't get dirt in the house, I take my shoes off. And when she says, Shlomi, it's time for dinner, I usually come down within a few minutes, depending on what video game I'm playing. When my dad asks me to help with the yard work, I always help him, assuming he pays me. And Rabbi Bushwasser said, Okay, Shlomi, well, if it's that easy, then why don't you learn the laws of Kibud Av Ve'em? And then you can see if you're doing it properly. And Shlomi said, Rabbi, it's only 5 days until Rosh Hashanah. I don't have time to learn all that. I know, we'll do a learning experiment. I'm going to put up surveillance cameras in my house, and I'm going to connect you to me through a Bluetooth earpiece. And when I go home, you're going to watch everything I do, and if I do anything that's not honoring my mother and father, you're going to tell me on my earpiece, and I'm going to fix it. And then I'm going to learn it all within just a few days. And Rabbi Bushwasser said, Well, Shlomi, that's quite an idea. I've never done anything like that before, but if you think that's the best way you can learn, then I'll try it just for you, Shlomi. Shlomi said, Yes, that motorized stunt scooter is mine. So Shlomi went home that day, and he set up surveillance cameras all around his house. When his mom and dad asked him, Shlomi, what are you doing? He said, I heard there was a renegade blue jay who's been terrorizing the neighborhood and stealing stuff from people's houses. I just want to make sure that if he comes, we have proof to show to the police. And they said, Okay. After the cameras were all set up, Shlomi called Rabbi Bushwasser. He said, come in. Rabbi, can you hear me on the Bluetooth? And the rabbi said, loud and clear, Shlomi, let's do this mitzvah. Shlomi said, perfect. Okay, my dad went out to Mincha and Marev. I'm just going to sit here and wait in his chair for him to come back. And the rabbi said, whoa, 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 you can't sit in his chair. You're not allowed to sit in your parents' seat. It might even be a problem to stand where your father stands if he stands at the same place every day in shul or something. And Shlomi said, oh, thanks, Rabbi. Thanks for the heads up. Wow, that was close. And the rabbi said, okay, Shlomi, when your dad comes home, you need to stand up for him. And Shlomi said, what do you mean stand up for him? You mean have his back or something? Was somebody trying to mess with my dad at shul? Do I need to fight someone, Rabbi? I'll stand up for my dad for sure. And the rabbi said, no, 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 just stand up out of your seat, not your father's seat, when he enters the room. It's very simple. Some people say you should do this for your parents once a day and once at night. Some people say every time they enter the room. But at least once a day and once at night is okay. And if your father says that he doesn't want you to do that, then you can stop. And Shlomi said, oh, perfect. So easy. So Shlomi sat in a different seat, not his dad's, and waited for his father to come home. Suddenly the door opened. His mother came in and said, Shlomi, do you want macaroni and cheese for dinner, or do you want steamed chicken? Shlomi said, I don't really care, Mom. And Rabbi Bushwasser yelled, Shlomi, stand up! It's your mom! Stand up! Shlomi jumped out of his chair. He said, you know, Mom, just make whatever you want to eat. And Shlomi's mom said, well, Shlomi, my favorite food is broiled broccoli. I think it's delicious. And Shlomi said, ew, that's disgusting. The rabbi said, Shlomi, don't contradict your parents. If your parents say something, you can't tell them that they're wrong about it. And even if it's something you know they're wrong about, like a Torah matter, you can just tell them that you learned differently. And maybe show them the source. But in all other matters, you don't contradict your parents. And Shlomi said, royal broccoli sounds great, Mom. I think it's really nutritious. All those green bristles, they're really yummy. And Shlomi's mama said, great. Oh, I'm so happy I get to eat my favorite food. And Shlomi said to himself, mitzvah. The rabbi said, nice recovery, Shlomi. Just then, Shlomi's mama came back in and she said, you know, Shlomi, I was thinking, what about for dessert if I make an apple strudel with the little crumbles on top? And Shlomi said, yeah, Mom, that sounds really good. But I'm in the middle of learning some Torah right now. And the rabbi said, no, Shlomi, don't interrupt your mom. You never interrupt your mom and dad when they're in the middle of saying something. And Shlomi said, Mom, no. This isn't important, actually. You continue what you were saying, please. And Shlomi's mom said, oh, I was just saying I was going to make an apple strudel with those little cinnamon squares on top and the crumbles. And maybe even a marshmallow topping. And Shlomi said, yeah, Mom, that sounds great. Wow, what a great idea. That sounds delicious. Shlomi sat down. He said, whew, that was a close one. The rabbi said, Shlomi, you're in your dad's chair again! And Shlomi jumped up. Ah! Just then, Shlomi's dad walked in. He said, oh, hey, Shlomi. Shlomi said, hey, Dad. I would have stood up for you, but I was already standing. And Shlomi's dad said, that's okay, Shlomi. You don't need to stand up for me. And Shlomi said, I don't. Oh, whew. How's it going, Dad? And Shlomi's dad said, oh, it's going good. I had a fun day at the office today. There was a guy in the accounting office who got a basketball hoop for the back of his door. So we were shooting some hoops in the office. And then the boss walked in and I don't think he was too happy, but I think it's probably okay. And Shlomi said, Rabbi, what do? I'm not interested in this at all. And the rabbi said, Shlomi, at all times, you need to be honoring and fearing your parents in thought, speech, and action. That means you should be thinking positive things about them, like how they're really nice people and how they're trying their best. Shlomi said, I always have to be thinking positive things about my parents and fearing them. That's impossible, Rabbi. And I said, well, I told you, Shlomi, it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. Shlomi said, ugh. All right, since it looks like I'm going to be here for a while, because my dad just keeps telling me about his day, why don't you just go through the rest of the laws of Kibbud Av V'Em really quick? The rabbi said, okay, Shlomi. All right, here's just a few of the laws. I mean, there's lots and lots of them. You should never call your parents by their first name. And if there's somebody else with the first name that's the same as your parents in the room, you should call that other person by something different so you're not calling anybody by their first name in their presence. Obviously, you can never embarrass your parents. You should basically regard them as the most prestigious and respected person around. So if they ask you to make them a cup of tea or help them with something, you should help them and know that you're doing a very big mitzvah. And you definitely shouldn't argue with them or talk back. So he said, ugh, okay, Rabbi. But what if somebody's parents aren't so nice? The Rabbi said, well, if somebody's parents are a total rasha, a totally wicked person, then you don't have to respect them, but most people aren't like that. And if anybody's parents ever tell them to do something against the Torah, they don't have to listen to them. Even if somebody's parents were to tell them to leave yeshiva and stop learning Torah so much, they wouldn't have to listen to them, because the truth is, the ultimate honoring your parents is becoming a Talmid Chacham, a Torah scholar. Even if your parents don't know it now, when they get to Shemayim, it'll be the most important thing in the entire world, that you kept the Torah and kept the mitzvos, and that will be the ultimate kibud av ve'eim. If you have any questions about anything that they ask you to do, if you're required to do it or not, just ask me or any other local Orthodox rabbi. But the general rule is, anything reasonable that they ask you to do, you should probably do it. And do it in a pleasant manner, not in a grumbling, mumbling, I can't stand this manner. That might turn the mitzvah into an avera. As Shlomi's dad finally finished his story about his day and left the room, Shlomi said, Rabbi, you know what? This mitzvah is really hard, and I've decided I don't need a motorized stud scooter that much after all. And the rabbi said, ha ha, that's what I thought, Shlomi. But if you do your best, maybe Hashem will send you one anyway, because it is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. And that Rosh Hashanah, Shlomi decided to make a special effort to start honoring and fearing his mother and father more than he had before. And he didn't get a motorized stunt scooter, but he did get a regular kick scooter. And he was still able to do some really fun tricks on that. And you know what? It was more than good enough. And most importantly, everybody in Shlomi's family started to get along a lot better the moment he started to really try to mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim.